Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is Ruth.
Good morning, Ruth. Monty here.
Hi, Monty.
Good morning.
I'm down here in the Sunshine State.
Yeah.
I think this is a Sunshine State. Anyway.
Sometimes.
Got my swimming suit ready. I'm ready to go out in the sun. I don't know. It's not very sunny out there.
Oh, just take your sunglasses with you.
I've got them. Just got a call. An alarm went off at our house. 7 a.m. in the morning.
That's not fun.
At least we have a son-in-law there who takes care of things. He's going to go. They dispatched. They couldn't get a hold of us, so they dispatched the police.
Good.
So I don't know what's going on. Probably not much.
They'll find out.
Yep, he will. So, do I have to call today? Since I've been up for a few hours.
Good,
good morning.
Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Margaret. How are you doing?
Great. How about you?
I'm fine. I'm down in your neighborhood. I'm in Florida.
Oh, okay.
So.
Well, I don't know how it was. 90 degrees here yesterday.
It was warm. I don't think it was. It was not that hot down here.
Was it? Yeah, it was 90. It was very, very hot.
I guess. It was about 80, 85 here. Felt pretty good to us. So, anyway.
How's it feel knowing that we're just getting out of bed here on the West Coast?
We're ahead of you today. Ready for a new week. We're almost ready for a new month. This is
going to
be part of what we're talking about today. So I won't be on the Thursday call, but I decided I would be on the Monday call. So glad to have you guys come on, give me on head of the hour. I appreciate that. So, I'm excited to get started for the month of May already.
Yeah, it is a new month, isn't it? Getting close.
It is. Well, I know our flowers are gorgeous, and we have Dr. Naidu and Dr. Ken coming up and when we get back there, and so I'm really looking forward to that. Good morning.
Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Karen. I'm down here all rested.
I was going to say, how was your trip? So you're rested up, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty long. We flew all night. We landed in Dallas, and then Dallas-Fort Worth, and we're supposed to be there for an hour or so, but we sat on the, had a little problem and didn't leave, and so we were there a little bit longer. By the time we got here, we were pretty tired.
I bet.
But now, have a whole night's rest. Time for us to begin our call. So, good morning. Good morning to everybody. This is Ruth Williams. I'm calling you from Orlando, Florida. And so, who's on the call, and where are you calling from?
Nancy in Houston.
Hey, hi, Nancy.
I know you're having fun there.
Oh, I got my swimming suit on. I'm all ready to go out to the pool.
Oh, good.
Tonight we're going to the west coast of Florida and meet some new friends and greet some friends that we've had for quite some time down here.
Mm-hmm.
This is Donna.
So, and who else is, who said else is here?
Donna.
I missed that again.
Donna.
Oh, Donna.
Good morning.
Good morning. I keep having a little piece of your voice disappearing there. Can you guys all hear me okay? I'm on my cell phone down here.
Coming in.
Oh, my cell phone, too.
Okay, let me turn off the chimes if I can. Hopefully they went off. So good morning, everybody. You're all ready for the last day of April here and ready to start for the first month of May? Can everybody speak at once?
Yes.
I didn't think I muted you. Okay. We are on our health style call, and we have a mission to, number one, become as healthy as we possibly can, learn as much as we possibly can to stay as healthy as we can. I'm not in front of my slides. Ben, still have those up? I didn't bring my computer, so Dennis is going to load them, but...
Ruth, it's Mary Lou. I'm here now. I cannot get on the 218 number from my home phone for some reason or another, so I'm on my cell. But I'm here, and if you need me to, I can flip the slides.
Okay, thank you, Mary Lou. Just put the slide with a mission on it right now. And I can't do that now. So Monty, could you refresh us with the mission that we have on the slide for those people who are only on the cell phone or on the phone?
The mission slide isn't up.
I don't have it.
Okay, that's all right.
Basically, a mission to teach and support the practice of habitual health style choices. That's the only one we got up right now, Ruth. The one with the...
Okay.
Everybody.
Okay, well, for a long time, it's been our mission to make a difference and help people to reverse those chronic disease statistics, not become one of them ourselves, and to help other people realize also that inflammation is a key factor. The toxins in our water and our air are... and help them to realize how they can change that in their lives. So our main theme for today is going to be, if there's a will, there's a way. And that's what I would like to talk about today. And so this is a theme that I have followed for at least all the time that we've been in NECAN. Not maybe as consistent of having that in the forefront of my mind as I should have, but I certainly think that that's something we need to have as a, if we want to succeed, we have to realize that if it's to be, it's up to us, to me. If it's to be, it's up to me. And if there is a will, there is a way. And so, first of all, tomorrow is the 1st of May. And we've been having a program and for quite a while, and I think some of us have made some changes in our in the way that we have been eating and thinking, and I am very excited when I hear about the some things that have been happening for you. But are you getting to where you want to be? Have you accomplished what you want to accomplish? Have we? Both in our in whichever way you want to have this accomplished, with our health improvement, having more control of our health, and also having control of our weight, and if it's applicable in our business. And so today is being the last day of the month, but the first thing I'd like to do is hear how the program has changed, what changes you have seen. That's number one we want to talk about, and number two, what we want to talk about is where we want to go. What is the goal you want to make? Number three, then, would be what steps. Obviously, if we have a big change to make or some things that we want to accomplish, we have to can't eat the elephant at the whole all at once, and so we want to think about what are the steps. And we talk about this all the time. but let's talk about it with the idea that, well, that where there is a will, there is a way, and this is where I want to go, and this is what I'm going to do during this month and this week and this day to get there, and how serious are we going to be to get there, to do that. Okay, so some of you have probably already been doing these type of things, but let's share them and make those decisions and share them and say what we're going to do to be able to get there. As I'm sure you've already thought about this a lot, but I think we need to be a little bit more dedicated in that endeavor, I guess. So, who would be good enough to be first to say what the program has done for you and where your goal is? What is your ultimate, this is who I want to be and how I'm going to have control of my health and what that status is and when it's going to happen or about?
Well, this is Mary Lou. I'll be first.
All right, my Mary Lou.
I think I kind of understand. I'm a little frustrated because I'm trying to get on both phones, trying to at least get my landline work to call. But, I'm grateful for the program. I obviously need to do a lot more tweaks because I've only released about 13, 14 pounds. And that changes from day to day. And but I feel better. I feel like I have more energy. My clothes feel better. I know that there's got to be something missing because I've reached a plateau and I'm stuck. And so I definitely want to focus on that. And you know, I got on this program because I want to improve my health. So that's why I'm here. I would really like to be able to get more people on this call. I don't know if it's because it's, 7 a.m. and people can't realize the value of getting on here at 7 a.m. So I believe I'm going to work harder at getting people on the Thursday night call. And unfortunately, we're not going to have one this week, but maybe we'll have one next week. And so once people see the value, I think they'll get excited and jump on the morning call. And the main reason is because I do know that we can help people improve their quality of life. I mean, I can think of lots of people I want to share this with. I have been sharing it, with a few people that have had health concerns. But they really need to get on here to get the big picture again, I think.
Mm-hmm. Now I do.
Yes.
Do you have more to say about that first?
No.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. I want you to finish.
No, I think that's it.
Okay. You have lost 13, 14 pounds in 4 months?
Yeah.
That is 3 pounds a month. Right? 3 plus.
Right.
And so that's not so bad.
I think it's fantastic.
Let me share something with you that I believe is that none of us are going to achieve our goals overnight. What we're trying to do is really a long-range goal, and I am excited about the direction that all of us are going. And have I got to where I want to be? No. And a lot of it I measure by how much weight I've lost. But I also measure it by the refining of my commitment. And I can't say it enough how these calls have helped me to really evaluate, what have I been doing with my life in the way of taking care of this one body that I get. And what am I doing with it? And I don't think that we're going to just instantly, if we really are following the program as Ruth has been showing us and we've been having it outlined, we're not going to achieve overnight success. It just will not happen. This is a long-term commitment, one that we have to remind ourselves and bring us back to what we're really trying to achieve. But, you know, we've been on this for 4 months, and I have lost, I think, I haven't weighed this morning, but I think I've lost 16 pounds, which for me is not what I'd like to have lost a lot more. But the point is, is that I have been making changes that will be permanent changes, as opposed to sometimes when I've lost weight, it's been, when can I get to a certain goal and then I'm going to go back to my old ways, or I have gone back to my old ways. So anyway, I am just thrilled with what I'm achieving here. Now, have I spread this word enough to others? I've been trying, but I have to recognize that everybody has their time for when they want to make changes, and my time schedule may not be their time schedule. Anyway, thank you.
Well, thank you, Karen. And wow, that's amazing too. You really made some good progress. I know you have. And sometimes I look at what I'm doing and make sure that I am staying in step with the program and want to be a little bit more true to it, which I think on this trip I think I did do a little bit. A lot of times if I'm out and I'm having a salad or something, and then they ask, oh, you want this kind of meat or that kind of meat, and there just was a decision that I made when we were at the airport, and I looked at that meat, and all I could see was the toxins that were in it. So I don't think, you know, that you'd have to be meatless or anything, but I certainly do want to be toxinless. And so that kind of got me really started thinking about it. And if we're going to run the program, I want each of us to be serious about really thinking about the goals we have, and thinking we're not talking about that quite enough on our program, or where are we going. Like Karen and Mary Lou both have said, this is not going to happen overnight. But look at the progress you've made. I'm excited to hear this.
Can I add another thing?
You certainly may, Mary Lou.
Okay. I'm glad that you cheered me on, because I did get blood work done on the 13th of this month, and they called me and gave me the results. And my total cholesterol dropped 13 points.
Wow.
My HDL, my happy cholesterol, went up 3. My bad cholesterol went down 11. And my triglycerides,
wow.
And my triglycerides went down 23.
Fantastic. Wow, yeah. What a good report.
Oh, Mary Lou.
There you go.
That's the proof that we're doing the right things, I think.
Oh, yes.
But can
awesome.
I interject something here? Mary Lou has put forth the effort to record her progress, and that is phenomenal.
Well, that's because Donna told me to put together this book.
That was a good help.
Yes.
Good suggestion. Okay. All right. Well, let's go ahead. Monty?
Yes, can I help you? changes I need to make. Well, the changes I need to make is I need to do figure out how to get involved in more exercise, more on an in the home type situation. Just because of my foot situation, I've not been able to get out and really do like I did before, which I think was very, very beneficial to my weight loss. I've lost about 11 pounds, I think it's been, over the last 4 months. I think that's good for having the situations that I've had and not being able to exercise the way that I think I need to do. So changes I need to make is I need to figure out a good exercise program, which I am working on, and I've done some research on some good things to do. And it's kind of like when I started before, Ruth, you know, you said, and like Karen's doing, you know, and that's just to start moving around the house and doing some certain types of exercises. I've gone back to doing the stand-up push-ups against the wall. I saw a video the other day that I thought was quite cute, and it talked about how people of elder, upper age, things we can do and not have to necessarily exercise a tremendous amount, but yet exercises we can do, and I really enjoyed that one. Where do I want to go? Well, I want to go back to about 200 pounds, where I feel that I'm kind of, that's where I've been comfortable with. I know I got down a little lower than that last time, but I felt that I was more comfortable around there. I feel that I will achieve that, but one thing I've noticed, the difference between the last time we had this program and then the new time that I got back on this program, we started again, that my metabolism rate is not what it used to be, and so my weight loss is not as the way I'd really like to have it to be. Of course, you know, it's like we all talked about, we want the instant pill, we want the instant exercise, everything seems to be instant in this day and age, so I just need to understand that. What steps do I need to take to achieve my goal? And that is to continue to be on this program every morning, to be with people that I feel support me and have the idea, picking up the ideas that come across in regards to conversations that we have on the phone. And I just feel that the whole idea is to have good health as long as I can have it and get back to my life to where it used to be. And that's just, you know, maybe this might sound a little weird, but that's like maybe going on a good mile walk without having to be so concerned about my breathing, physical fitness. I just want, my goal is to live as long as I can live and be as healthy as I can possibly be. Knowing, and it's just kind of like what you said, Ruth, when you sit down to, now when you I look at certain foods, and I really appreciate everybody that's helped me in this process, and that is the toxins that we now have in our food, and particularly our meat and things like that. And it was nice to be able to, I do a lot of research on things, and it was nice to get on the internet and find some organic farms or grass-fed beef and chickens and that kind of stuff in my local area. And it's just nice now to know that I have places that I can go to get those type of foods, and particularly with summer coming up, because I don't have a garden, but I can go out and get the things that I need, and that takes a little bit more effort and maybe a little bit more funds, but that's what this business is here for, so that's to get back to building it the way that I know that I need to do. So I'm just totally excited about the program, everybody on it, and I think we're headed in the right direction.
Great. Wow, thanks, Monty. You've made some good progress as well. And maybe when you're out there visiting those organic farmers, well, then you'll probably find some other people to talk to.
Yeah, that's the other thing I need to do, is because the last 2 years of my life, I guess, or maybe a little more, I've socially been kind of bound, you know, and not being able to have those contacts.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Couple of comments probably about the exercises. When I'm traveling, I have to do exercises in different manner than when I'm at home, and so I was used to doing sit-ups every day of some sort or another, and I just realized I haven't even been doing my sit-ups. I've been doing some of the other things, but I think, you know, that might be something. If I did them this morning, and I thought, boy, this floor is hard, so next time I'm doing it, I'm going to put a seat down so I don't have such a tailbone problem. Anyway, and doing sit-ups, or sometimes even just neck, lifting up my head, and so I'm exercising my neck, and doing things that maybe throughout the day. I've talked to you guys a little bit about, after my third birth with our daughter Sarah, I had a family class reunion coming up. I was really wanting to get in shape. And that's when I was jump roping every time I thought about eating when it wasn't time. But having that increase of the metabolism throughout the day, in whatever way that we do something before we eat and carry that out for 5 or 10 minutes so that we are getting that metabolism going throughout the day, might make up for the inability to be able to walk around. I'm sure you realize that. Monty, but I just think it's a good thing to bring up as we're talking about that. So congratulations on, I just appreciate people who stick with it so much and make such a good example for everybody else. So thank you. Okay, who's next?
This is Margaret.
Margaret, all right.
Okay. I feel better physically and mentally knowing that I'm on the program, knowing that I'm doing something that's right, something that's good for me. And I thought I was doing the right things before, but I'm more health conscious than ever, and I wonder why I didn't learn all about these things many years ago so I would be in better health. But anyway, I have lost from some days. Some days I could say I've lost 12 pounds, some days 14, and maybe 15, but today it's 14 pounds, and I have to remind myself, as Karen said, that this is not something that happens overnight. It's a long-range program, and so I have to not get impatient about it and to continue committed to the program. And I've invited several of my friends who I know are health conscious. They're concerned about what they eat, but they are not, nobody has come on the program with me yet. I thought they aren't naked people, and I thought this would be a great way to introduce them to a better lifestyle and also as well as to introduce them to naked, but so far they haven't accepted my invitation. So I want to continue doing the right things because I want to be in as good health as possible and to be in charge of my life and to do the things that I want to do. So I do stay committed, but sometimes sometimes if I look at the scales or something, I think, well, I kind of fall off the program, but I am committed more than ever that I'm going to stay on it, and I commend you for leading us in the right direction. And I guess
go ahead.
That is it. That's my goal, to continue on the program and to invite, to continue asking others to join me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just talking with people. You think that if you talk about where they want to be in 5 years or 1 year or 10 years, and then what are they doing to get there? And then with Nikian and thinking about people, especially people, I was thinking this morning about people who have small children and that lifetime, that 20 years, like 20 years in Nikian, we started, our daughters were 3 and 4 or something like that. And yeah, they were. And so how much time we would have lost if we didn't have something like Nikian so that we could be with them during the day and not have them be in school all day. But if the person wants them in school all day, well, then are they able to go, like our daughter Sarah, can go to the class and help in the class once a week so she knows who's there. So there's some other aspects of people's lives to think about and questions to ask them to be sure that, you know, that they are thinking about those things, their children and what their freedom to be able to think about what they would really like to do if they had all those choices. And then think about their health. If they could think about the perfect way that they want to live, and are they going on the right track? And I think that there's some others here that want to share. So just a couple. One other thing. I'm sitting here. Actually, I'm sitting on the edge of a bed, and so I'm talking. And all of a sudden, I realize I've just developed such a habit of whenever I'm not doing something else of exercising. I exercise while I'm brushing my teeth. I exercise when I'm brushing my hair. I'm walking or something. And here I am on the edge of bed, and I'm doing kick-ups with my legs. I'm exercising my abdomen, I guess, the most by just kicking my feet up in the air. And usually when I exercise, I always count. So otherwise, I get a little bit tired, I stop. So I say, okay, I have to go to 10. That's usually how I'm doing, how I do it. And so that might be a good little tip. But when you're doing something that's kind of boring, well, exercise while you're at it. I'm sure you've read about that before, but it is something you kind of get in the habit of, and that will help you to get on your way. Anyway, now somebody else wanted to speak up and tell us where they're going and how they're doing. Who was that?
This is Donna, and I'm so glad I got on this program. I've been doing a lot of things differently, but since my episode in the hospital, I'm doing things a lot differently. And I have to say, I've lost 11 pounds. I think I've lost more, but I don't have skills to get on vacation here. But I've lost 11 pounds in 10 weeks, and my clothes are looser, and I fit into clothes I couldn't fit into before, just from 11 pounds, I mean, 10 and a half inches. And now I test all my food with my kinesiology tester. I go in the store, and my husband said, well, I'm not going to stay here while you do that. I said, that's okay. So what's happening is more and more people are coming up to me, and they want to know what I'm doing because they're interested with the tester. And it's really amazing. And I'm treating food as my medicine, and I have to keep remembering that. And also, I'm making sure I put in being grateful every day, and I include God in my plan. I just feel like for me, it's important for me. And I have to tell you, you know how you say your body's talking to you? I have to say my body's really talking to me. My heart rate was in the low, high 90s, and then it went to the high 80s, and now it's in the high 70s. My blood sugar, I'm just amazed. And my blood sugar has gone, after I have a meal, 2 hours later, it's 126, and I just feel better, and I just want to continue to do this and to share it with a lot of people and to show people and tell people, you know, just share it with people that they can feel better and they can do things like this.
Awesome. Good job, Donna.
Thank you.
Great.
This is Kathleen.
Oh, hi, Kathleen.
And I, on the program, has it affected for me? Yes, it is. Every day it calls me forward in my thinking about what I do. And I love to learn, and this has such a core value and a very broad spectrum as we all enter in, and all the information that is brought to us, I don't know where we could ever possibly get this kind of thing in such a nutshell. And a goal I want to make is to be free from some of my food sensitivities, and about 5 pounds is all that's bothering me. But I want to firm up, and I, as my parents always said, stand up straight. That's very, very important to me as I age, to stand up straight and pull my head, instead of leaning forward, pull my head back up, my chin in, and I practice that more and more. And some goals and steps I want to take, and about getting serious, is to be journaling all the time. I have done it part of the time, but not all the time. And I will remove myself from some of my stress, which causes me to go sideways. And I'll give you a little nugget really quick that I found such a joy that when I take my, when I have the groceries cart and put the groceries in the back of my car, I'm always a little short of time, so one day I just ran as fast as I could with it back to the parking spot. And it's so exhilarating, it's so much fun to do that. And it just gives me a huge burst of energy, and I have something to hang on to for balance. And then it's quickly done, and it just feels great. And so that's one little thing. And not to sidetrack, but I have a real nugget to offer today. So when it's time to offer that, let me know, Ruth.
Well, why don't you just go ahead right now? Kathleen, would be good.
Well, I get this Dr. McCullough newsletter, and mm-hmm. he was interviewing Dr. Oshman, O-S-C-H-M-A-N, and he's talking, and Dr. Oshman is talking about grounding ourselves to the earth, because electrons can enter our body from the earth. And if we are, the best thing to do is to go barefoot. And the best place is on the beach or near the water or in a grassy area, especially in the early morning dew. In fact, a wonderful thing he says we could do is to exercise outside on the grass. And there's a whole lot that you'll just have to read if you pick up this. I can email this to you or tell you which one it is. I don't want to move it on the computer because I don't want to lose it this morning for a moment. But it says, if you wear rubber or plastic-soled shoes, they block the electrons from your body, from the earth. And grounding thins your blood. Mary Lou and I were talking, or she was talking about having sticky blood. Grounding thins your blood, making it less viscous. It has a profound effect on the cardiovascular disease, as every aspect of cardio disease has been correlated with elevated blood viscosity. And Dr. Sinatra has been coaching Dr. Oshman's team in how to measure blood viscosity using a method called zeta potential. It measures the potential on your red blood cells by determining how fast they migrate in an electrical field. It turns out that when you ground to the earth, your zeta potential quickly rises, which means your red blood cells have more charge on their surface, which forces them apart from each other. This action causes your blood to thin and flow easier. It also causes your blood pressure to drop. Another obvious implication of this is that by repelling each other, your red blood cells are less inclined to stick together and form a clot. Blood clots don't have to be very big to form like a pulmonary embolus that would kill you instantly. So this is a significant benefit. Additionally, if your zeta potential is high, which grounding can facilitate, you not only decrease your heart disease risk, but also your risk of multi-infarct dementias, where you start losing brain tissue due to microclotting in your brain. And it just goes on and on. I am just thrilled to hear this, because Mary Lou and I were talking about it anyway, and here it is. I just thought I wanted to share that. And
thank
I can go to where this came from or when. And if you're closer to the earth, you're better off. If you live in a high rise, you're farther away from these things. And I have a soul coach who says you have to ground your feet in the earth every morning, barefoot, at least barefoot in the house even. Oh, let's see.
Well, how about on mag steps?
Oh, well, I would just say, yeah, that's the other thing. We've got the thing to supercharge ourselves with, and it just gives more credence to it, maybe to people who don't know about what our mag steps will do.
Right. We've got to be telling everybody, and then also our magnetic pod mag water. I did that blood test that one time before and after, and my blood platelets were sticking together, and after I drank the pod mag water, they were not.
Uh-huh. Really?
Excuse me. Oh, well, thank you for that tip. And
the title to it is Caution. Wearing these can sabotage your health. So I suppose the people that live in Crocs or something are, you know, could do a little different. Go barefoot or stocking foot or something.
Well, you can stick the mag steps inside of there.
Sure. Sure you can.
And you put that little footlet over the top of it upside down, and then you'll have a little sock on top of it, so it will be comfortable. Velcro on the bottom so they don't fall out. So
oh, there you go. Thank you for that.
But it is the 1st of May tomorrow, and so let's have our steps that we're going to do every day firmly in our mind, and remember that there's a will, there's a way. Every step will take us closer to our long-range goal. And so every positive step that we take. So I think our time is up, but if anybody has anything to say, let's have it right now. Anybody have a last minute? If somebody didn't get to report, have a quick something, or you can call in on each day and report. So thank you, everybody, for such good reports and determination and consistency. That's what it takes, and remember that if it's up to me, it's up to me. And so we do have control, the maximum, can take the maximum amount of control we have and work with that and to get where we want to be. And you guys are people, you should all be proud of yourselves. So have a great day, and I will talk to you again next Monday. I won't be on the calls for the rest of the week this week. So I know that everybody will be here together on the call, though, having the call every day. And tomorrow you will hear from Karen Eastwood and Donna, probably. Except Donna's on vacation.
Donna she won't be a call hosting. It'll be Kathleen.
Okay, great, Karen. Another RN in our organization, Kathleen Anderson. Those two together with Karen will do a great job. So you guys have a great week, and we will too. If I could call in, I might call in and listen to you. So have a great week, you guys. Bye-bye.
Have a safe journey.
Enjoy the sun and get some rest.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.